welcome to Junction 11.
Indeed. Welcome to Junction 11, the student radio station of the University of Reading, which celebrated its 18th birthday over the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of April 2016, with the main event being the Illumini takeover of the station's output between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd of April, which is what the focus of this highlights package is going to be. Hello, my name is Matthew Hall, former presenter, producer, head of marketing and brand manager for Junction 11 from October 2011 to June 2014. I was also the main organiser of the station's 18th birthday celebrations, and as a result, I will be the voice of the highlights package, as it were, for the next 20 minutes or so. The day started with the Junction 11 Radio Illumini playlist from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, which was a chance for Illumini members who could not attend the celebrations in person to relive their favourite memories of being part of the station and choose a track to be played out. We're going to play a few of the messages now, starting with a message from Steve Hodkin, our oldest contributor, who is now living in Sydney and running his own business out there.
Hello, Steve Hodkin, coming to you from sunny Sydney, Australia. I was a presenter of the Friday Morning Fry-Up with Chris and Steve way back in 1998, and also Adam and Steve's Friday Morning Jam in the year 2000. Junction 11, sure, we may only have broadcast internally to some student bars around the unions, but what a laugh, what a great bunch of people and some great memories.
Hello, my name is Geoff Hopkins and I joined Junction 11 on day one of the Freshers' Fair back in October 2001. Now, I initially presented a show with three other guys from Charles Hall. We called ourselves Terry Nutkins and the Otter Posse, named after the TV presenter whose finger was bitten off by an otter. Obviously. Tell you what, so many memories I could reel off from my time at Junction 11. Things like, you know, moving the studios from the lovely but quite far away Bournemouth campus over to White Nights. That was quite an experience, doing that in about five or six trips in one night using the safety bus, and then obviously having to rebuild the studios at the other end. At Rousseau Elections, always great fun to cover. The first student radio award wins we had in 2003. That was a great night out. But as station manager, it was a really great experience being able to give people the chance to get really valuable life skills through volunteering and through doing radio stuff, you know, communication skills, you know, fairly vital when you're talking on the radio, timekeeping so that you know when to turn up on time, all that sort of stuff. And it's been so satisfying to see some guys who are really passionate about it. They worked with me at Junction 11 at the time, now popping up in places like the BBC, and you sometimes seeing them on the telly and on the radio. And as for me, after graduating with a degree in computer science, of all things, I moved to Reading 107, now 107 Jack FM, and I'm now based in Ipswich. I've got responsibility for the music output of a group of radio stations that cover East Anglia, and I have got Junction 11 to thank for that. So, guys, a very happy 18th birthday. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Matt King. I was part of Junction 11 from 2002 to 2006. Initially as an evening presenter and then as part of station management through a time of big developments for the station. The birth of online streaming and catch-up, a move into a new studio and a complete rebranding of the station's identity. My years working in student radio remain among the best of my life. It kept me at uni, even if it may have meant the occasional missed lecture or deadline. The track I've chosen, Jerk It Out by The Caesars, was originally released in 2003, but it was its re-release in spring 2005 that saw it dominate the Junction 11 chart for several sunny weeks. It's a happy summer tune, which reminds me of lazy days in the old shed we used to broadcast from, cheeky lunchtime pints at Mojo's, and of course, cheesy chips. I have so many happy memories of the Student Radio Association conference that April in particular, and I dedicate this play out to all the guys and girls I worked with over the years. Martin, Kaylee, Sam, Munir, Naomi, Flea, Brendan, Louise, station manager Dave Wiley, my longtime co-host Gareth James, and of course the legendary Reading 107's Geoff Hopkins.
Hi, I'm Louise Morris and I was part of the Junction 11 exec from 2004 to 2007, where I was assistant head of music and treasurer in successive years. My involvement with Junction 11 was the best part of my university experience and it played a significant role in shaping my choice of career. I have so many fantastic memories, including DJing at the Rousseau Elections and Live 11, going to see the Foo Fighters and several other bands for free, and handing in the keys to the old studio like in the last scene of Friends, before it was demolished and Junction 11 moved to its new home at the Hub. During my time at Junction 11, indie music was extremely popular and featured heavily in the Reading University chart show. In fact, the top five songs that dominated the Reading chart when Junction 11 was just 7 years old were, at number five, The Subways with Oh Yeah, four, Willie Mason with Oxygen, three, Soul Wax with E Talking, two, Stereogram with Walkie Talkie Man, and at number one, The Coral with In the Morning, which was at number one for 5 weeks and in the top five for the whole summer term. Giving airplay to unsigned or unknown bands was always very important to Junction 11, and the next song is from such a band. The music team championed a band called Johnny Panic, who had some short-term success. I met them several years later after I graduated, and they were very grateful for our support. So here's Johnny Panic with Chemical Girlfriend.
Hi there, this is Emmeline Walls. I presented in the 2012 to 2013 academic year on my own show, Don't Panic, and the Wake Up Breakfast Show with Chris Roberts. I was a victim of the Junction 11 void, and if you don't know what that is, you probably had to be there. I'm also the very proud mother of Takeover Week, which led to possibly my greatest ever on-air experience hosting the Junction 11 vet surgery with Katie Barfoot. I amputated a cat's leg during that show, and again, you probably had to be there for that. Anyway, I would like to wish Junction 11 a very happy 18th birthday, and I'm very sorry that I can't be there to celebrate it.
Those were just some of the messages from alumni who could not attend the celebrations in person, and some of those clips also hinted at the song choices that they made. The full 2-hour show is now available on Mixcloud. The best way to find it is to search for Junction 11 18th birthday on Mixcloud. It was genuinely a fascinating show to produce and organise, and gave a great insight into how the station's sound has changed and has been shaped by its members over the last 18 years. At 11 o'clock, our first live alumni show today began, presented by Thomas Stubbs and Will Gates, who last presented on Junction 11 over 10 years ago. And they took us back in time to Reading's indie music scene in 2003, 2004 and 2005, as well as reminiscing about how much has changed both in Reading Town and at Reading Uni since they were last at the university as students. They gave us an insight into how communicating with student listeners has rather changed over the years.
Hello, hello Reading. I'm Will.
I'm Tom.
And we are here to kick off Junction 11's 18th birthday celebrations.
Yeah, we'd like to thank everyone who made this possible, including the station manager and Matt Hall, who's been working behind the scenes tirelessly and just teaching us how to use this modern digital radio equipment.
It's really good to be here. We really didn't recognise the place when we were coming up. It's changed a lot, but we're really pleased to be here. We were here during 2003 to 2004. Yeah. We had this slot on a Wednesday.
It was the big slot.
And we're going to take you through a playlist of songs that we used to listen to when we were going around in Reading.
Well, as you heard the contact details, please feel free to contact us. We'll try and respond, but if we're going to keep it to the essence of our show, please remember to contact us on MySpace or Bebo, and we'll get back to you when we get back to our rooms.
Whatever happened to MySpace and Bebo? You must still have your page, surely.
I think it's still there in the history of the internet.
Right, okay. I just wanted to take the opportunity to say hi to my mum. I know she's listening, and I never got to do that before because we only broadcasted on AM.
Yeah, we managed to just about leave the campus on the frequency. So, no one else ever got to listen. So, friends and family. So.
Hi, Mum. I'd also like to say hi to Stacey. I know she's listening. Hello. And I'd like to say hi to my sister, the three most favourite people in my life.
That's lovely, Will.
Aww.
So, yes, Will Gates finally got to say hello to his mum on radio. God bless online streaming. Whereas most returning alumni presenters chose to play songs and features from when they were previously on the radio as students, the multi-award winning Katie Barfoot, who followed Will and Tom at midday, decided to completely update her show and even called me into the studio to answer a very important question about two popular songs currently in the top 40.
So, As you listeners would have heard, we've been having a question that's been going on. So this is, have you been listening, Matt, to this?
Well, both of them, obviously. Both of them are on repeat constantly in my life.
Yes.
So I should be able to guess this, but I bet I won't be able to.
It's whether Rihanna's work or Fifth Harmony's work from home has got more works in it. What do you think?
I'm going to say Rihanna's work has got more work in it because basically it's every second word in that song.
Exactly, yeah.
But I bet you're going to shoot me down now and say it's wrong.
Well, this is what I thought originally as well. I thought, well, you know, the whole chorus of Rihanna is just work.
Yeah.
It's got to be Rihanna.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, and then the second bit, she just kind of isn't she?
Yeah, it's the perfect drunk karaoke song.
It is.
You could sing whatever you wanted, and it would be correct.
Easy, yeah. But actually, it is Fifth Harmony.
I knew that was coming, which is why I wanted to say Fifth Harmony.
I thought,
make this interesting and go with my gut instinct. But no, I was wrong.
No, it is actually Fifth Harmony's work from home, which is a surprise. But there we go.
So
they're working too much.
I've got one thing
home.
Wrong already today. Yes, they are. In fact. they are way too much from. I have a fear about the Rihanna song, by the way.
Yeah.
Rusu could do their own version. They could. Someone needs to do that as a campaign video in the elections next year.
I think you should post that to them, Matt. I think you should. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good idea.
For anyone confused, by the way, RUSU is short for Reading University Students' Union. We're going to leap forward 2 hours in the day now, missing out my own show, mainly because you'll be hearing my voice enough during these highlights, and because I also contributed heavily to the last hour of the Illuminati takeover, and you'll be hearing highlights from that towards the end of this highlights package. The full show is up on Mixcloud though, so just like the Illuminati playlist, just search for Junction 11 18th birthday and look out for Matt Hall Reawakens. We've now got some highlights from the Chris and Alice show featuring Sarah, i.e. former head of development Chris Riley, former head of music Alice Dobson, and former stage manager Sarah Collison, who all turned up to present the show in their old exec team hoodies. And they decided to share a few interview memories and horror stories from their time at Junction 11.
We've had a song from one of Alice's favourites from her youth.
That was a while ago.
And now we're going to play. I did my first and only ever interview with the magnificent Cosmo Jarvis, who reached a modicum of fame about 5 years ago with the song Gay Pirates, which we're going to play. And when I went to go and do this interview, it was so bad. He swore the entire time. He was actually a really nice, funny guy, but he did not stop swearing. And I had this list of questions I wanted to ask him, because it's the first time I'd ever done an interview. I hadn't really prepared. My preparation was drinking 3 pints of ale in the bar beforehand.
Always good.
And it got to the end of the show, at the end of the interview, and he said, "Oh, I'm really glad you didn't have this list of like 10 short questions, like quick fire questions, like Coke or Pepsi or anything." And I looked down at my list, and the first question was Coke or Pepsi.
It was actually one of my first interviews back in second year when I just sort of taken over as head of music. I went to interview Alphabeat.
Woohoo!
Which was really exciting. And it was the first time I'd ever kind of gone out, gone to a gig venue, done all of that kind of thing.
So we're talking about 2008 here?
No, it would have been 2009.
1 year out.
November 2009.
Not that you remember the date at all, do you?
I know, I do remember. That's as specific as it gets. I interviewed Alphabeat and another band called Uela Swimming Pool, who had a fantastic song that we were also playing a lot of called Dance The Way I Feel.
Can I just jump in there? Uela Swimming Pool, when I was walking to the station this morning, came on my shuffle.
No way.
And I did for a second just go, oh, I missed this.
Fantastic. Oh. So I interviewed, I was really, really lucky in that I got to interview two fantastic bands. It was quite nerve-wracking because it was the first time I'd gone out and sort of prepped myself and it was quite intimidating.
Then towards the end of their hour-long show, Chris, Alice and Sarah went into full-on 2010-2011 exec team mode and talked about how to get involved with Junction 11 and talking about the Student Radio Association in a link which could have been plucked out of the station's 2011 audio logs.
Hi, this is Greg James and you're listening to Junction 11.
That was exactly what I expected, a jungle called Greg James Jingle.
The jungle.
A jingle. Called Greg James Jingle to sound like.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Greg James.
And speaking thank you for of, our birthday card.
Yeah, speaking of Greg James, we had a birthday card from Alice Levine, Greg James and Nick Grimshaw and producer Alad off of Radio 1.
So, it's very nice. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Not
thanks
that they're listening, but thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Well, they're busy people.
I think Radio 1 do quite a bit for student radio these days, don't they? I think they've always been pretty supportive, but I think they've started various things to try and get people involved.
So we had a fantastic 3 days at the Student Radio Conference in 2011.
We did. Over in Hertfordshire, I believe.
Yes, the old Hatfield Poly, which you're not allowed to call it anymore.
Chris.
What?
No, it was fantastic. And, you know, I think opportunities like this really do inspire people and get people doing something that they never thought they'd get the chance to do. I never, ever thought in a million years when I first started university that I would end up being as involved in this as I ended up.
And where else did we do student radio conference? There was the Hertfordshire one.
Nottingham Trent was there before. And then I went to Leeds in my first year.
Did you?
Yeah, so that was when I'd first joined the exec. So it was all a bit kind of new and scary, but it was fantastic. It was really good. So.
Yeah, and I think the Student Radio Association, I think they've just given... isn't there like a kind of they're working with Radio 1 now to support student radio even more on national radio, which is fantastic.
So if there's anyone out there thinking, oh, I'm not sure if this is for me, there are so many ways that you can get involved. You know, you don't have to be on air. You could be producing, you could be researching, doing all of those kinds of things. So I feel like I really am back in 2011 trying to recruit people to Junction 11. But if you're a student and you're out there listening and you think this might be something that you'd maybe like to give it a go, then just go for it. It's a really friendly bunch of people and it's just really good fun.
Now you might be thinking at this point that this is all very well, having Illumini back on the station for a day to celebrate the station's 18th birthday, but aren't all these Illumini going to be out of touch with current student trends? Well, it is a good point, and in the next show of the day, Rodders, who now makes a living out of working radio and who had managed to reunite his old team of newsman Chris and producer Savorn for a one-off reunion show, decided to see just how out of touch the graduates of 2011 were by interviewing a current student.
I want to know, how out of touch have we become from students? I'm a bit worried because I don't know when term time is, despite the fact I'm still a member of RUMC, Reading University's Mountaineering Club, brilliant society, despite the fact I'm still a member with them, I still don't know about term time. That has gone out of the window. I've forgotten that. And it's like when you leave secondary school, you instantly forget what or why or where half term is. So we want to find out, how in touch are we with students? Siobhan, how much is a pint of snake bite and a pot noodle?
Well, together? Or separately?
Individually.
A snake bite, £1... £1.26.
£1.26. Chris, what do you think?
Just a pint of snake bite we're doing. I'm going to go with £1.80.
Should we see if the students know? Siobhan, can you grab us a student? They're out in the...
Can we have a student in here, please? Can we have a student?
They're just ignoring you.
Yeah, we want a student. Matt, you're not a student. You haven't been a student for many years. You've got grey hair. We need a student. Hello. Very, very nice to meet you. What's your name? Nozomi, I've got my headphones on and I can't lip read. What? Sorry, say that again.
Hey man, I'm Nozomi.
Nozomi, awesome, lovely to meet you. My name's Rodders, and we're working out how it's been 3 years since I've been a student, and we're working out just how out of touch we are. and the question that we're trying to answer is, how much is a pint of snake bite and a pot noodle, or one or the other?
Pot noodle, depends where you want it from. Park E, I think they do it for like...
£1.20? That's extortion.
They sell pot noodles in Park Eat.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, student catering was kind of... the wheels had abolished. Fallen off when I was there, but that's incredible. And it does depend where. This may be a far more complicated question than I ever thought. Mm-hmm. Pint of snake bite in the student union, how much will that set me back?
£2, I think.
What was it, Chris? What was it when I was a first year, I think?
Oh, gosh.
It was about £1.50?
About £1.50, £1.
At North Court, it was £1.90, and they upped it by 10p the other week, and we couldn't handle that.
I bet there were riots.
It was awful. We were not having it. No.
See, this is what the union needs to be campaigning on, isn't it? The price of snake bite's going up exponentially. Students can no longer afford to wash themselves or clothe themselves because of the price of a snake bite.
And if you want to hear more from Rodder's show, he has put together his own highlights package from his hour-long show, which again is available on Mixcloud if you just search Junction 11 18th birthday. We're now going to skip forward to the final hour of the Illumini Takeover, which unfortunately means missing out shows by Munir Ramal, the station's head of music in 2004 and 2005, who played a range of music from across Europe and beyond and truly showed his musical passion, and an hour of rock music from recent graduate Joseph Morby and his Reading Uni rock show. The last hour of the day was again presented by myself and was titled the Union Classics Hour, which as well as being an excuse to play some classic anthems you would hear on a classic night out at Reading's Student Union, also acted as an hour where alumni who had not been on air already during the day could pop in and have a chat on air. One of those was current Reading University Student Union President and former Junction 11 member, Ollie Ratcliffe.
Ollie Ratcliffe Russo, president in the studio.
Hey everyone, it's great
Ollie.
To be here.
Yes, thank you, Ollie. Thank you for popping by.
No
on
worries.
Important day.
I couldn't miss this. This is where my roots are. I used to have a show myself, of course, so yeah. Thought I'd come along.
And of course, you wowed us all way back in 2013 at Comet Relief with Cast of
Light. Yeah, that was when I did a little musical performance with my old bandmate. Was that in the first year? My first year and your second year?
Yeah, you were on Katie Barfitt's show. It was quite early on in our Comet Relief broadcast.
Indeed,
you just blew us all away.
Yeah, that was a really good show, actually. And I remember the show after, I swore an air, I think, actually, on Katie's show. As she was probably about, I was tuning my guitar and actually I swore an air and we had to go to a song. So I learned very quickly.
How bad was
that,
it? Was
so.
It the F, the S, or the
it
C?
It was the F, I think. So because I was trying to tune my guitar, so that was a bit awkward. But great memories. Obviously, I did my own show in first year, did a show with my friend Sarah in second year, and then Ollie, my other friend Ollie, in third year. So do miss the airwaves, that's for sure.
Yeah. By the way, I must mention this. Rodders, who is next door, has said if you're at Union tonight, he will buy you a drink.
Oh, wow, that's a claim.
There is an audio clip of this, so we can't deny it.
Yeah, I'll hold you to that. I'll hold you to that. Yes, yeah, so it's going to be a big Saturday Union
he
night
tonight.
He said
on air that he would buy the current president a drink tonight if he was out.
What?
Yes, you should, Rodders. Thank you
very
much.
Well, the Junction 11 socials are always great, so yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a great night.
By the way, we're all going to Mojo's afterwards to have cake and lasagna. Interesting combination.
I know. Hopefully there'll be no sort of vomit or anything a bit later.
Oh, how charming. How charming, Mr. Russo, President. Right, okay. Thank you, Ollie, for popping by.
Well, thank you, Matt. And I did tune into your show earlier. It was all really good. The studio's looking really great. And yep. Birthday-y.
Thank you very much. And how good is it to have a Russo president who helped out on Junction 11? Isn't that just fantastic?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've really enjoyed this year. I'm off in 2 months, and have a happy birthday, Junction 11, and I hope you all have a great time.
And now for the finale of the Alumni Takeover, where myself, 8 other Alumni members, and the station's current head of events, between us representing every year of the station from 2003 onwards, reunited back in the studio to pull some party poppers, say goodbye, thank you, and of course, happy birthday.
We've come to the end of the Alumni Takeover, everybody. Right. Have we all... Too early. Oh, stop it. Never mind. We're just going to do it now. We're just going to do it now, I think. There we go. Right.
Happy New Year.
So good. Right. Have we all had a good day?
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Right. Are we all coming back for the 21st? In the previous yes. Okay, fantastic. Dom, do you want to come in? Yeah. Current head of events now joining us as well. Dom. Right, so I'm going to start here. If we move across the room, if everyone says loudly who they are. So, me, Matthew Hall.
David Simmons.
Ollie Ratcliffe.
My name is Rodders.
Next.
Anthony Goodgin.
Louise Morris.
Thank you.
Will Gates.
Thank you.
Tom Stubbs.
Thank you.
Chris Searle.
Munir.
Okay, and as the organiser of this, can I thank each and every one of you for coming along today, even if it was like a minor contribution or if you did a full show. I'm so grateful for it. Seeing you here, your happy faces, it makes it all worthwhile. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And can I thank Matt for organising the whole thing and getting all the people organised and liaising with Russo to make this happen. 3 cheers for Matt. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Thank you, guys. You've made it all worth it, though, folks. So thank you very much. It's been an incredible day. So many memories shared, so much nostalgia shared. And what has become really obvious is how much this tiny station that at one point was broadcasting out of a nappy cupboard means so much to so many people. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining us today. So with 5 minutes to go and with one more song to play, I think it's time for the last happy birthday. So after 3, 2, 1, happy birthday, Junction 11! Woo!
And a Circular Life from the Lion King soundtrack plays out in the background. All I have to say now is thank you to everyone who made the 18th birthday on Junction 11 Radio happen. It took over a year to organise and became a labour of love for me to put together. But seeing everyone enjoying themselves on the day made it all so worthwhile. Overall, 27 Alumni voices were heard again on Junction 11 during the day, and really was a great way of celebrating 18 years of memorable broadcasting on this tiny little station at the University of Reading. Happy 18th birthday, Junction 11 Radio.